Halo.
Halo.
I'm Nate. Oh, we're doing it in a different order this time. Hello, I'm Nate.
Oh, and I'm Tom.
And I'm Sammy.
And this is the Nate and Tom and Sammy podcast.
Yeah, round of applause for all of us. Woo! Yeah. Right, first thing we need to say is that Nate has been set a challenge for this podcast, set by Sammy this afternoon. Basically, Nate has to go the next half an hour through this podcast without mentioning A, Scott Pilgrim, or B, any games. You're not allowed to reference any games at all.
Okay.
And what's the punishment if Nate does reference either games or Scott Pilgrim?
No sex.
Aww. All right, then.
No on-air punishments. I think give him a slap.
I'm not allowed to talk for 20 seconds or something like that.
Okay, do. And a slap. Right.
And no sex. Okay.
Man, that's going to be difficult. I mean, because he always seems to go at least 15 minutes. Wait, no, you can't go 15 minutes without mentioning Scott Pilgrim or some kind of
you
Xbox.
You keep on stop saying it, because then I'll mention something.
Scott Pilgrim, games.
That's actually hilarious.
Oh, right, so you guys are allowed to...
Yeah, we're allowed
this
to
is your day, this is,
All right, moving swiftly on, seeing as we're not going to talk about that kind of thing, let's go...
Talk about what?
That, you know, that stuff. I really want to get laid. Shush. Right. Okay. Let's start off with Hannah Kopp with two P's. Why has she got two P's in her surname?
Beepy.
Copy.
Beepy.
Hannah Copy. Didn't she go to your engagement party?
Hannah Kopp. She is my future brother-in-law's niece.
Right. Okay.
She's a good woman.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, she wants us to talk about buff people.
Buff tings. As I was saying in the first rendition of this podcast, you have to be more specific. Does she mean in the buff? Does she mean naked people, or does she mean fit people?
I'm assuming she means fit people.
With a little ellipsis and then a winky face.
Winky face.
Emoticon. Not that it's an emoticon, but you know.
Right,
we think you're buff, Hannah.
Do
just,
we?
Just
Let's
saying.
Have a look at Hannah's picture right now.
She's going to love this.
She's buff.
Ooh.
Yeah, she's buff.
She's
right,
quite
let's
British.
Let's just talk about her being buff, I guess.
No.
Or do you want to talk about her being buff?
Well, I clearly am right now.
She's got an awful lot of
Ooh,
pics of
hello.
Her face.
She's got a very nice figure.
I'm not getting involved with this, Hannah. I hope you're right.
How old is she?
Hannah is 16 years old.
Oh, too young for us.
Too young, too female for me.
Yeah.
Too old for Nathan.
She won't be involved in a threesome with us, let's say that.
Can we change the subject, please? This is weird.
Okay, moving on.
But anyway, thanks for your suggestion, Hannah.
Yeah.
Buff people, yeah.
You're one of them.
Oh, yeah. No.
Let's continue. The next suggestion was from Evangelical Whores Web. Not
what?
Related,
oh, right, yeah.
Not related to Kit. Evangeline. How the hell do you pronounce that?
We've spoken about her before on the podcast.
Oh, she was the one I referenced as Evangelical last
week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She listens to this.
Her suggestion is Rob Lee. Does she know Rob Lee?
She knows Rob Lee, yeah. Rob Lee, he's the famous local celebrity. He likes running and Facebook.
And games. yeah.
Oh, is that...
No.
I think he's allowed to say games.
I haven't said anything about them.
I mean, you're not allowed to say words like Xbox or Wii or Sex Bob Arm and things like that.
Okay. Yeah, but does she actually know?
She knows Rob Lee. Yeah, I think they know each other. I think they used to live down the same road or something. Also, I hear from her.
I see two people have liked that suggestion as well.
And Rob Lee being one of them.
And the other being Eleanor Webster. Yeah. Rob Lee.
Hey!
It's just man whoring Rob Lee in every single episode.
Yeah, pretty much.
How old's Rob Lee?
He's 16. Oh, you should get it on with
Hannah. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Not only a weird podcast, we're a dating agency.
Hannah who? Cop or Mutt or
Hannah.
Far?
Cop beep beep.
Or Farquaad.
Farquaad's too
Marquaad,
good.
Marquaad Farquaad.
She's too old.
Oh, Hannah right? Farquaad. The next suggestion is from Sunita Handcock, who suggested your meeting with Louis Spence. I personally don't know who that is.
He's at like...
Do you want to explain who he is?
I don't, I don't watch shit dance television.
Do I need to explain this?
Oh, I guess so.
Basically, I promised earlier on Facebook that I wouldn't go on too much about it because I think I've been boring people with stories this week. Yep. But in a nutshell, I went to the National Television Awards on Wednesday. I think I mentioned it in the last podcast. I said I was going to try and get some celebrities to do some idents, but it didn't really happen. I came very, very close to getting Vanilla Ice to do one. But it didn't happen in the end. Anyway, I met Louis Spence a few times.
Is he gay or something?
Yeah, he does. He's
that sounds like a right chap on it. Says, "So gay or something? You gay or something, mate?"
I think you should Google him, and then you might not.
No,
have
I know.
Said that.
I know what he looks like.
He's a dancer, and he's on Louis Spence's Show Business, Pineapple Dance Studios, and every other TV program ever.
Sorry, is he gay?
Yeah. Yes. A little bit.
A little bit?
A little bit.
Mildly.
My counter, I was doing the cloakroom for the red carpet at the NTAs, and we ran out of coat hangers. So I had to knock on all the dressing room doors and say, "Excuse me, have you got any coat hangers?"
One for that Louis Spence guy that dances.
No, anyway, yeah, I knocked on Louis Spence's dressing room and the door opened and Louis Spence is on the floor of his tiny dressing room just thrusting in the air, just thrusting his cock up in the air.
Well, was he buff or in the buff?
And I said, "Excuse me, can I borrow some coat hangers?" He went, "Cool, lad, check yourself, that's fine.
Is that how he talks?
Yeah. He talks to you a bit like that.
I used to go out with a girl who talked like that.
You, Alex?
No. Alex didn't talk like that. No, I meant like, he used to be like, lollipops. That kind of
who's
thing.
Who's that?
No, this was in like primary school.
Yeah, let's list all the names of girlfriends. What a great idea.
That's not.
Awkward!
The next suggestion is from...
I didn't finish my story.
Oh, right, okay.
Sure.
Louis Spence doing his pelvic thrust.
Pelvic thrust on the floor and basically said, "Sorry, Louis, I'm just going to have to step over you there." I went, "Sure, that's fine. Step over me.
Step over me, but mind my cock on your way over."
Pretty much. I'm just going to get it all out of the way now. I met two of Nate's favourite people. Very brief, anyway.
Cheryl Cole.
I kind of said hello to her, and she went, "Hey, yeah," back. Nate loves Cheryl Cole.
"Hey, yeah."
And then
five innocent children died when she said that.
And Andy Parsons, who Nate loves.
Oh, yeah, I love Andy Parsons. He's so funny.
It's a little bit like.
It's a bit like.
Didn't you say he said,
"Are you taking my counting?"
Yeah. And he went, "Oh, it's a bit cold outside." I went, "Well, you don't have to be standing here all night, do you?"
"It's a bit cold out there. I should know. I don't have any hair. Ha ha ha. That's funny, right? That's how I got on Rock the Week, because I'm hilarious. Me gingerbread man beard."
Fucking tool.
Carry on with your story.
That's it.
Oh,
I'm done. I've got the NTA stuff out of my system now.
That's the end of the story.
Yeah. If you do want
no
some more stories...
No stories this time, then.
No, if you want some more stories, I'll tell you them.
Okay.
Just approach me and ask. There's some good ones.
Well, the next suggestion was from Tom Thomas, who said, "Obviously, to everyone's annoyance, the whole episode will probably just be NTA stories. Sorry in advance." Two people liked that.
Do we have to do this?
Rob Lee and Sunita Handcock. The next suggestion was from Tim Hinson, whose topic suggestion was not listening.
I often
don't listen to people when I'm bored of like or I'm not interested in what they're saying. Or if there's like television on or something like that. When do you guys not listen?
I've kind of switched on about
yeah,
6 minutes
yeah.
ago.
Oh, right. So, so no one's listening to anyone.
So Tim Henman said what?
Tim Henman?
Tim Henman's hip-hop, did you say? Wasn't there a thing?
Tim, I last time I saw Tim Henson, he was DJing at the Forum for his 16th birthday party, and it was an absolute nightmare.
Did he have any tennis balls going on?
15, love.
Anyway, so in response, Tom Thomas suggested, "Do you ever listen? Do you ever listen anyway?" Are we saying? Aren't they? They're a group, aren't they?
Yes. Yes.
Is that a song by them?
Yes.
Do you ever listen anyway? Come on, you guys know the words.
Do you ever listen anyway, baby?
Do you listen ever anyway? Tim Henman says, no, I'm not listening. I'm playing tennis instead. the next suggestion was from Tom again, Christ, who said, okay, fine, I'll keep NTA stories down to a minimum if you promise to listen.
And then Tim said...
And then Tim said, I've listened to everyone so far.
Now, you needed a space there.
I've listened to everyone so far.
You've listened to everyone in the world, ever.
Yeah. Apparently. That's pretty interesting. Tim Henman, not only a tennis player, but also knows everyone else in the world. And he spelled aha wrong. Unless he was referring to the covers band. Aha! Aha! Maybe? I don't know. Tom suggested, again, getting out more, mate.
You'd be really annoying, mate.
Okay, let's
next suggestion from...
Rob Lee.
Rob Lee, again!
Who actually referenced this twice. He referenced this on... your Facebook page and the Tom and Nate podcast.
Yeah,
page.
There's a link. There's a reason why I suggested this.
Oh, right.
Basically, I saw Robert Lee recently at the Forum, and some little chavvies came up to...
chavvies?
Yeah, well, they came up to kind of stir some eggnog around.
I thought people didn't do that at the Forum anymore.
No, what I found funny is that the new chavva catchphrase seems to be, I'm not being funny, right? I'm not being funny. Well, you're already being hilarious. I mean... Yeah, that's all these chavs get saying. I'm not being funny. The thing is, I think chav is kind of dying out now. Chav breed's dying out. I mean...
It's like you're getting stabbed, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
they breed enough, don't they?
The new chav is Cheryl Cole, really, though.
No, that's what I mean. It's all like geezer blokes now, isn't it? And Top Shop girls. I mean, they're the new chav. I mean... No, it's true. I mean, you see, like, in blokes, you know...
It's all right, honey, because you don't buy, like, all the... like the vast array of Topshop brands, you just buy the same top and the same, just generally the same.
You get away with it,
but a varied design of it. I love you. Please don't hurt me.
Right, next topic.
The next one is from Eleanor Webstore. His topic suggestion was Eleanor Webstore.
Just a self-ego maniac.
Yeah, she's so full of herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she is lovely.
She is lovely, yeah.
Yeah, she's
even cool. Though I've only met her once.
On New Year's Eve.
Yeah, she seemed pretty cool. Came around and trashed my house. She came home, round here, and she did a really nasty poo in the toilet. And it took me like 3 days to clean. So thanks, Eleanor. Thanks for doing that. Also, she vomited all up the ceiling. I'm not quite sure how she pulled that off. And she also pulled some of our drain pipes off.
And she ate my cereal.
Yeah. Other than that, she was really nice. So, yeah. I hope she Oh, yeah, and she killed a small baby that lived across the road. But, yeah, other than that, she's pretty nice. the next suggestion... is from Jared Rehab.
Jared Rehab. Can we have a round of applause for Jared Rehab? I'd like that.
Sorry, Jared Rehab.
Yeah, Rehab.
Rehab.
Jared Rehab.
Woo! Woo, Rehab.
I scored, Jared.
Yeah?
He's a good boy.
He looks a bit like Edgar Wright.
Who's Edgar Wright?
I couldn't say. I really couldn't say. I'm afraid.
Okay. Oh!
He wants us to talk about Howard the Duck.
Who is Howard the
Howard
Duck?
Howard the Duck. I didn't know what it was, but I YouTubed it earlier.
But it seems like it would make him laugh out loud.
Well, the thing is, it's basically...
Laugh out loud and then fall asleep. For
it's like it's like an adult children's film. I can understand it. It's basically a midget in a duck costume.
Right.
And then I kind of figured out that, George Lucas directed it as well, the first films George Lucas did. And which kind of makes sense, because George Lucas loves a good midget.
Yeah, he does. He's all for the midgets, whether it be the sand people or the Ewoks or... the small droids.
Mm. I mean, any kind of disabled person, I mean, it's okay by me. I like disabilities.
I like disabled people.
Because, yeah, me too.
I've got
I saw one yesterday, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't get many of them about nowadays, do you?
No.
Yeah. No. It's a shame. It's a shame.
Don't
it's
really see
shame.
Them walking around town much.
So. No. That's because most of them can't walk. Oh, I didn't see that one coming. That was harsh, obviously, for obvious reasons, but, you know...
Do you know, your sister had a go at me the other day for being too racist on this podcast, and is it mean to people?
Rhiannon can't say anything. She has everything under the sun in that house. She has worms, fleas, and...
Jack.
AIDS, Jack, yeah, probably a whole infinite number of sexual diseases, and yet she has the audacity to criticise people.
Yeah, that's why the house is yellow.
Why? Because it's just sort of going stale.
Yeah.
The house is going stale itself. But, Howard the Duck for LOL, and then... which I'm guessing means he fell asleep halfway through finishing his sentence. The next topic is from Jed Grayston.
Right, sorry we interrupt this podcast, because we've done a bit of editing. It got a bit boring, and about weddings and boring stuff like that, really.
Well done, Jed, talk about boring.
Yeah, thanks for suggesting it anyway, Jed. I hope you're enjoying this silly little voice. It's quite squeaky, isn't it? Maybe we'll put a little bit of house music or something good fun to make it a bit more interesting. Resume.
Right, Jack wants us to talk about the Jack McDougall blog. It's a cheap plug. What kind of plug is it?
What plug?
An electrical plug? It's a cheap one, so it's probably from B&Q.
Yeah. Or Argos. I'd go for Argos. Let's go and have a look at some of the topics that Jack's discussed in his circle.
Yes. Oh yeah, serious note, Jack writes a little blog and it's alright. It's alright. I've read it.
What we got here? Religion is the latest blog where he talks about...
Do you want to read the first stanza in Jack's voice?
I can't really do Jack's voice.
You can.
I can't. It's a really bad Jack's
voice.
Why
don't you do the, read the first stanza in Jack's impression of you?
Oh, I've just finished watching a Channel 4 short where a Catholic mother gave her stern and disapproving opinion of why sex education in schools was... naughty, filthy, and robbing the little ones of their innocence and magical youthiness. This sent me into a hysterical rant, which I couldn't find anybody to listen to, so I've taken to angrily bludgeoning my keyboard instead. Sounds a bit like a guy I've got on my Facebook called Stan, who constantly thinks the world's going to end because the government
is going to end.
Kill everyone. No, but I played Assassin's
Creed. Brilliant! Hang on, can I slap you?
No.
Please.
Yes.
No,
yes.
Please.
No.
Yes. Slap you?
No.
And no sense.
No sense.
That's not bad. I didn't even finish the sentence. What I was going to say is I played an Assassin's Mandolin. which is this.
It's physically impossible for Nate to go half an hour without mentioning a game.
Which is the same instrument, right? That,
oh, shut up. You already know you're not getting any.
Oh.
Fuck.
Fuck a doodle do.
So, I mean, I get a go now.
Fuck off. Right. The next blog was. What's the next song? Why Everyone is Entitled to Sell Out, at least a little bit. Student activism, conspiracy theories. The skin's speech, the king's speech. why I am an annoying hipster, Heat magazine, and I voted Lib Dem, among other things.
He likes to talk, doesn't he?
I love Jack.
I love Jack.
I saw him the other night, and he was sleep talking, kind of.
Sleep talking.
My favourite part of Jack is when he sings in the shower.
I've never heard him sing in the shower.
It's something you'll stop everything you're doing just to hear.
It sounds like a maths teacher
I used to have. She used to go just around.
We got one more topic. It's from Twitter, and it was from Richard Harrow. Harrowing, and he wants us to talk about him.
I've blown my chance already. If we're talking about harrowing, is his surname actually Harrowing?
Mm.
Spelled
H-A-R-R-O-ing.
What, O-W-I-N-G?
Yeah.
That's a bit
harrowing.
Like in...
Harrowing.
Yeah, that's a bit like in Dragon...
Ego Reference Games.
Den.
No, in Dragon's Age, where he's named his fucking character after me.
I don't have the faintest idea what you're talking about, love.
Anyway, Richard Herring wants us to talk about me. That's what he says, to talk about me.
Why are people so obsessed with themselves? Every time on this podcast, oh, can we talk about me? Can we talk about me? No!
Their name on the radio.
It's not called the Tom and Nate and... Whoever
probably
says me podcast. You know, make your own podcast. It's probably going to be more successful than ours if you tried hard enough.
Actually, I did challenge Eleanor Webster to do her own podcast with her friend. Because I really want to see a female equivalent of this podcast. A bit like Loose Women. Like a Loose Women style podcast.
Yeah, but Loose Women's rubbish.
Mm.
They sound like a mother's meeting when they get together. Or is that the appeal?
Well, the thing is, there's an argument. You know, I think about Andy Gray getting sacked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The thing is, Loose Women slag off men every day.
Yeah.
They don't get the sack. But, you know, after all, women are less important than men.
And they are loose women in the sense that they've got really loose vaginas. And, you know, I'm guessing that's why it's called Loose Women. Because they're all sluts. They've had too much sex and now they've got really loose, flaccid vaginas and... The only thing they can really do is whinge about life because they haven't got any ahead of them because they've taken too many drugs and
how long have you been doing this podcast?
Ultimately destroyed their ability to have fun because they've got vaginas like glasses of water.
Glasses of water?
Glasses of water. Or galoshes of water.
You're a very strange mood today, aren't you, Nate?
Yeah.
We're kind of coming towards the last 3 minutes of the podcast now. Sammy, have you got any stories? I want to hear some more from Sammy.
What's
your best story?
I got hit by a lorry today.
Oh my god! Why did we not think that? Okay, Sammy, do you want to tell the story about where you nearly died?
Oh my god, it was...
OMG.
Can you give, do it in a big way?
It was pretty fucking scary.
Hang on, can we have some mood music behind this?
I think...
Okay, that's better, go.
Okay, so... I was driving a lovely little Clio home. I turned a corner. I saw a traffic light turn amber. I stopped.
She stopped.
Then what happened?
The lorry did not.
The lorry didn't stop.
Yeah. That was about it, really. Got a hit right up the arse. Pretty much got
She got a lorry inserted into her ass.
And then what happened?
And then I just spent the rest of the day kind of crying and worrying and in hospital. But I'm fine.
Coming
I'm
this
fine.
Spring, apart a from... hospitalized crying girl hits cinemas near you.
Yeah. Whiplash is a bitch. But there we go. I'm alive.
Of course that
it's all
was
good.
That you had that as an amusing title for your
pop quiz.
For your pop quiz team.
Should we stop the music now? Stop! I
just noticed the acoustics are a lot weirder than they normally are. We should probably mention that we're not using Tom's computer at the moment.
No, you mean my recording studio? Don't ruin the magic!
Tom's recording studio in a box.
Matt, have you got any interesting stories before we end? Nate's got a new job.
I have got a new job.
He works in the bakery.
I won't say which one.
It's not Greg's.
For fear that I lose it. It's not Greg's, actually. No.
It's not Greg's. It's Simon's.
Simon's Quest.
Simon's, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Is that another games? We haven't referenced Scott Pilgrim yet, so that's alright.
No. Besides, that's a really, really old one, so I can get away with that.
God!
We're talking, like, NES days.
Okay. What else? I threw up outside my bedroom window onto the roof of the kitchen.
Oh, yes.
It was quite
yes.
funny, and it was, like, peach coloured.
What the fuck were you eating?
I just hope it rains.
Oh, hungry pigeons land.
Why don't you just get, like, a kettle and, you know, I find that kettles work quite well.
Or clearing
what,
out
throwing
vomit.
It at the sick.
Fill up a kettle with white wine.
Ew. A kettle? What's a kettle?
A kettle.
Kettle.
Now, we want to do this, fill up a kettle with, like, white wine, but, like, don't get it to two items, so I want to sit on fire, obviously, because it's wine, isn't it? So, you know, isn't it? You just pour it over the old vomit, and then jog down. You know what I mean, son? Pretty simple, if you ask me.
God, I'm attracted to you.
On that note, I think we should end the podcast. Right, how should we end it?
But before that...
We should say goodbye.
Before that, make sure you listen to our little ending story, which we prepared for you earlier.
I'll probably just shove it on the end of this, or put it on YouTube. I haven't decided yet. I mean, the surprise is there.
Yeah. Something else you should look forward to.
All right, we need to end this podcast in a special way. How should we do? I've been told. Bye.
Bye.